Hello and welcome to The Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're building, buying, or designing your next project, we got you covered here at The Home Building Hero. Coming to you live today from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. Hi, I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Home Building Hero. And if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Today's topic is hot new tech and trends for your next new home. So every year on the podcast, I do a pretty extensive amount of episodes based on the International Builders Show and the Kitchen and Bath Show. Now, with COVID-19 this year, we did not have in-person shows. So it's kind of slowed down a little bit of the flow of content that we would normally deliver here on the show. But rest assured, I'm working hard so that we can provide you guys with some exciting new information. So this year, the show was actually switched to a virtual event. And it actually was supposed to happen just 2 weeks ago. However, the platform that they were hosting all the virtual event on crashed and couldn't handle the work. So they are migrating it to a new platform. So literally no information has really come out in the normal way or in any kind of normal way this year. So I'm kind of going kind of backdoor and behind the scenes a little bit to get some of these new ideas and products out to you, because I have no clue when or if this will actually relaunch and will have that content that we were looking for. So I am, like I said, working my angles and my sources to get you guys as much information as possible. And I found quite a few neat new things that I want to share with you guys here on the podcast for your next home. So with that, let's get to it. We're going to start with hardware. So the company Top Knobs has come out with some new finishes, and they have a couple different lines that are coming out. So one of the lines is called the Bitpole line, and it has a lot of new finishes in it that are pretty exciting, and they go along with some of the other things that we're seeing in the trend and style area of homes, where we're migrating away a little bit from the cool gray and going into the warmer gray tones and getting a little bit more earth tone back into your houses. And right along with those paint finishes, we are now seeing some new hardware finishes. So some of the new finishes that they're offering are different finishes. They also offer a lot more depth in design and color as well. So they have a patina finish. They have a new pewter finish, a very beautiful antique copper design, a German bronze. So we're getting back into the bronzes a little bit, and then a honey bronze, a lighter version of it. So all these colors have a little bit more of a warm, earthy feel to them, and they're going to go really great with some of these new paint colors and bring a little bit more of that wood element back into the home. They also have created the Regent's Park collection, and it's really inspired by the city in London, and it has that European design to it. It's featured in a lot of like British estates, and that's kind of coming in as more of a mainstream finish that they're offering, and they have quite a few different knobs and poles, and they're a little bit more sophisticated looking. They kind of have a very classic design to them. They look kind of regal, but not over the top. So it's kind of a toned down finish and very attractive. So you can go onto their website and check out that product line as well. Some neat stuff there. All right, our friends at Sherwin-Williams have been busy as well with the innovations. They've come out with two new paints that are available. So their Super Paint line now has what's called a sanitizing technology, and it also has an air purifying technology. They're two separate products, but the sanitizing technology has antibacterial properties that can kill 99.9% of bacteria in your home for up to 4 years on that paint surface. So if you get bacteria on the paint, it will kill it on contact and not allow it to stay there and fester and grow. So obviously, important things and thoughts as we are in this sort of mid-COVID era of our life and the world. So anytime you can get a surface that doesn't allow bacteria to form on it, I think that's definitely something of great interest to people. And then they also have this new air purifying technology, which reduces ambient odors and lower VOCs when you paint it. So it's going to be a lot easier for people that have sensitivity and health concerns with paint fumes, and it also absorbs some of the odor in the home. So kind of an interesting product and some new things based on, you know, everybody being stuck at home and fixing common problems that people have. All right, another cool find that we found for home and tech, our friends at Simpson Door have come up with some new, these are actually wood doors that are ready primed and available, and they're also the raised panel style doors, and they've got quite a few new ones that have come out lately, and they're featuring several of these. So they have the kind of new and popular shaker 5-panel door, which has kind of got the rectangular slats going across the door. They also have multiple styles of barn doors as people put more and more of these on their homes, especially if you have an open room and you want to close it off now and make it more private because you're stuck at home. You can put these barn doors in. So they have a barn door that has more of a vertical design to it. So it's got kind of vertical slats on it, which is a little bit more in that kind of traditional look. And then they also have your standard barn door, which again would have the slats with the angled panel kind of going across. So that angled look, traditional barn door, they have that as well. And then they also showed a new door, which I thought was most people may not pick up on it, but it's a little bit new style, and yet it's a remake of an older style. It's a 4-panel interior door, but they changed the sizing of the panels a little bit, and it's got a little bit thicker and very square and simple lines on it. But they've increased the size of the top panels, which are usually just a small square. They've made those a little bit longer of a rectangle, and then you still have your lower rectangular panels on it. And it's a very attractive door, and it's still it's kind of traditional, but it kind of has that little hint of the simple craftsman design to it. I think that's going to be a very popular look for people going into the future. All right, now let's talk about our friends from Pella. As you know, they are a big sponsor of the show, and they have come out with a really amazing new technology, and we actually have one of the product specialists on coming up in a future episode here to talk more about it. But one of the things that they have created, and this is an industry first, is they actually have an easy slide operator. And this is a new piece of hardware for casement windows that allows you to easily open your windows by sliding a bar up and down. So it's just a slide bar, and you slide the bar up and the window opens, and then you slide the bar down and it closes the window. So it's much easier for people to use, gets rid of that pesky window crank, and it's very slick and streamlined. And it is available on some of their lines, not all of their lines, but if you go into like their fiberglass Impervia line, you can get that easy slide for that particular window unit. It's a nice, solid, heavy-duty window, and it's a great way to make it a lot easier to open and close. All right, a couple other quick things that we've discovered here in the new product and technology era for homes is some new electronics that I think are pretty cool. And one of these is, it's called a docking drawer. And basically, it's a built-in outlet that can charge and power any device, and it's low profile, and it fits into any cabinet, and it's available at a fairly consumer-friendly price. So as, again, people are spending more time at home, trying to get more organized, they're trying to streamline and clean up their homes, this is something, as long as you can have an electrician run power to it, it's a very small outlet that fits inside any type of drawer, and you can get all sorts of different types and configurations. So if you want just a traditional outlet for like a hairdryer or something in the drawer, you can do that. But they also have mixed outlets with USB chargers built into a regular outlet. So they have multi-strip formats and all sorts of different things. So very cool product and very necessary as people try and declutter their home and make it a little easier and more convenient to live in. Another great product that I've discovered here as well, it's from a company called Mockit, and they have some very nice invisible wireless charging stations. So this is something that you can place your phone directly on a desktop, countertop, and it's just a little device that you put, or you may have to cut a little bit into the bottom of the countertop. So it might be a little harder with granite, but if you have like a wood top, like at a desk, you cut a little grommet in, and then you stick this circular device in, and you can set your phone on it, and it will wirelessly charge your phone for you. So you just put it on the same spot at your desk. You can always put a little sticker on top so you know exactly where the phone's supposed to go, and it will wirelessly charge. No cords, no fuss, no muss. So that is a very cool product as well. And these guys have all sorts of really neat things that are available if you are into connectivity with your phones and power sources and things like that. So they make all sorts of products. So whether this is residential, this can also go into apartments or commercial buildings, but they have flip-out power stations. So if you're, you know, have multiple desks and you want to build a little flip-up power station in a desk like you see sometimes in hotels and things like that, they make all those kind of cool things. They have little built-in receptacles that you can run power into a sofa. So again, with a little bit of minor cosmetic work, you could cut into a sofa, run a cord in there, and then have a little charging station built right into it. So they make all those kind of cool things. And they even have this thing that's pretty cool too. Like you can cut a hole in your kitchen countertop. I know, don't freak out, right? Cut a hole in your countertop, but you can cut a hole in your countertop. And if you've got a space below, like especially kind of by a sink where sometimes there's some empty cabinet space there, you can have a device. So it's like a grommet and you twist it and pull it up and it becomes a power station. So you only use it like when you hook up a small countertop appliance, like let's say an electric can opener, or maybe you're going to get out the air fryer or something like that. You can twist this thing, pull it up, plug in your device, use it, and then push it back down and put everything away. And you got a nice clean looking kitchen without a bunch of stuff on it. So I think that is really cool as well. So if you're creative and you're really, you know, want to have that clean look and you want to be able to have access to power in different spots, or maybe it's somewhere like in the island where you've got a long space between the end of the island and the center island, you could have something like that where you pull it up. It's pretty cool. So a lot of neat stuff that's coming out for homes. I got two more quick things for you, and then we'll close up the podcast here. But we also have a company called True Residential, and they make custom refrigerators. And this is pretty crazy. I never thought there was this level of customization in a refrigerator, but they have all sorts of different sizes. So you can make any size that you want. And then they also offer indoor and outdoor refrigerators. And this is the crazy part. You can have a custom finish on your refrigerator. And one of the ones they're highlighting here is a deep blue-gray juniper finish, it's called. It's a very attractive looking color, kind of a very deep, dark, bluish gray, like charcoal gray almost. So very neat color, but they have 60 different colors. So you can customize your refrigerator and have maybe a custom wine cellar built right into your kitchen and have it be an accent color. So for example, you could have your white cabinets and then you have this dark blue, or maybe you have a black or whatever color you like, refrigerator built into that. And it can be made in any configuration you want. So if you want with a nice glass door that you can see inside of your refrigerator, that would be my nightmare, by the way, because I don't think my refrigerator is ever clean enough or organized enough that I want people to see at it from the outside. But you can have that. You can have a wine fridge or any combination thereof. So pretty cool product as well. Then last but not least, the company called Forza, they have some really neat pro-style designed hoods and ranges that you can put into your home. So if you're really into high-end cooking options, they have different height variations and all sorts of different hoods with really huge 1200 CFM capacities. And they have some really neat sculpture on some of the hoods and things like that. And you can use it for lighting, or you can add some storage options into some of these as well. So if you're into high-end cooking and ventilation, that is another product that is available as well. All right, so there you guys go. We had some highlights here of different products available, and certainly going to have more episodes coming up soon as we continue to delve deeper into the new products and features that are available on homes. So stay tuned as we slowly release those. Again, this year, keep in mind, it will be a little slower release schedule because we just don't have access to all that information right away. A lot of this, again, I'm hopefully getting this out before other people, which is great. But the downside is to it is that, you know, there's a lot more research and a lot more backdoor kind of uses to try and get the information until everything gets back live again. So bear with us on that. We're going to do the best we can to deliver all sorts of fun new things for you guys. And stay tuned. So if you haven't already, make sure you hit that subscribe button again on the podcast so that you don't miss any new features.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. I am David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. And before you leave, make sure you hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you very soon.